Before we take our seats, let's just hear one verse from the reading once again. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Lord, help us to understand what Jesus was saying, and help us, Lord, to pray that prayer and to be answers to it as well. In Jesus' name. Hopefully you could see how the passage that we are focusing on this morning fits between PJ's address last Sunday night. If you were here last Sunday night and heard PJ Booth, you'll know that he addressed the issue of mission locally and internationally as well. And can I really encourage you, if you haven't heard that message, to go online and hear it, or to speak to one of the wardens today and get a chance to get a recording of that as well. And then next week we move into harvest season. So today is a bridge between those two, really thinking about a local mission, the call to follow Jesus in his work. Here's some very good news. Jesus says the harvest is plentiful. And we've been so encouraged just to hear of the impact that folks from our parish have made with God's help this year. Jesus could see the harvest. And whenever we see with his eyes too, then we will see the greatness of the task ahead. To borrow one of Jesus' other images, there are plenty of fish to catch out there. And we give thanks for those who have travelled a lot this summer, maybe in Northern Ireland and then across the world as well. One of the things that PJ really told us about last week was motivation in this mission, that these folks did not go for a holiday to the places that they went to this year, that they went motivated by the deep compassion and the love of Jesus. And that love is going to be the thing that will drive us in mission in the year to come. That's going to be the spur. That's going to be the compulsion that we have to reach out to those who, as I said, we were reminded last week, are lost people, but they're loved people. And primarily it's reaching to those that we love that we're going to see in the months to come. Jesus does give warnings in this passage. So I've entitled this message, Mission is Simple, but I put a question mark on the end of it as well. Because clearly there's ways in which we'll feel desperately vulnerable when we go to represent Christ and share his message. There's ways in which we might feel anxiety. Jesus said, it's okay if you feel a bit sheepish. He said he was sending us out as sheep among wolves. But he promises us his provision. He promises us his care. He promises us his presence. And Harry, in each interview with the younger folks, he said to them, how did you see God working? How did you see God working? It's his work. But Jesus still calls us to go, to be motivated, to go for him. The alarm, much to my sleep pattern's distress, went off a number of times in Maryland Church this past week, and I was awoken from my slumber by the noise and had to go across. The problem is the fire brigade were already there, or getting there, when I arrived, and I was very humble in saying, I'm really sorry, guys, it looks like it's another false alarm. But one of the firefighters said to me, once we're mobilized, we don't turn back. I said to him, you know, is there a way we can phone you if we discover it's a false alarm? Is there a way we can call you off? He said, once we're mobilized, we don't turn back. And I think that would be worth us thinking about a little bit. Maryland Parish, once we're mobilized, we don't turn back. No half-hearted discipleship, no turning, putting our hand to the plow, as Jesus says in the previous chapter, and then turning away. Getting on with the job, sharing the simple message of Christ. And PJ really helpfully reminded us last week of just how simple the gospel is. And many people have been pondering this week, how he said that Jesus came from his place to our place, this world, to take our place, my place, and then to take us to be in his place once again. And in the next 15 months, we want to see as many people as possible come to know that news for themselves, but also to be sharers of that message. If mission and evangelism are so simple, why don't we do it better and do it more? Someone asked me recently, when did we as a parish last send someone out to the mission field? And I meant in the sense of someone going long-term across the world. But the fact is, as we have seen this morning, there's so many going out into different aspects of mission. And we do send people on all those short-term trips, as we've heard this morning. But I've said it before, and it's a bit of a cliche, we send hundreds of missionaries out every week because we all have that privilege of doing that. So the call for us really at the moment is, what will we do to further the mission of Jesus in the months to come? If our answer is, well, I'm going to go to church, or I'm going to go to church more regularly, or I'm going to read the Bible more, or even I'm going to pray more, that in itself is not the wholeness of what God is calling us to do. As Christ's people, we've been given a commission. And the church, to use a little Northern Irish phrase, has not been decommissioned in Northern Ireland. We have a work to do today. Harry preempted something I want to say this morning. Many people's testimony of when they were felt a call to mission goes something like this. I heard a minister or I heard a missionary in a church service say that they had heard the voice of God calling them to go because somebody had said something that really stirred them. And perhaps it's the things that you've heard from the folks who have already shared this morning, or perhaps it's just simply reflecting on Jesus' words, there needs to be more laborers in the harvest field. Perhaps today might be the day for us to say, as we're going to say in this next song of response, here I am, wholly available. As for me, I will serve the Lord. Get involved. Get on board with what God is doing. Come forward at the close of the service, and the prayer ministry team will pray with you that you will know the confirmation and the reassurance that, yes, you are hearing God's voice because he's speaking to all of us this morning to be part of his mission, to be obedient and prayerful about going out to share his message with the world. Let's pray together, but we pray together in the words of the song we're about to stand and sing, here I am, wholly available. As for me, I will serve the Lord. Lord, may this be true in us today. Motivate us with your great love, with a sense of how loved we are and your grace to us, that we might share that with others. The simple message, and yet, Lord, we want to depend upon you wholly in all of it and trust in you to bring the harvest. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.